From Washington, this is VOA News. Demonstrators stage Ukrainian unity rally in Kiev. Turkey down Syrian warplane near the border. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian protesters gathered in Kiev's Independence Square calling for unity a day after Russian forces seized the last major Ukrainian military base in Crimea. The demonstrators heard pro-Ukraine speeches, displayed flags, and placed flowers at the site of a makeshift memorial to those who died in recent weeks protesting the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. In the eastern city of Donetsk, pro-Russian protesters gathered around an administration building, calling for the resignation of the local governor who is loyal to Kiev. NATO's top commander addressed the situation in a speech in Brussels. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, NATO's supreme allied commander, said Russia has used snap military exercises as an excuse to amass its troops along the Ukrainian border. Ukraine handed over its former Soviet nuclear arsenal to Russia in the 1990s in exchange for assurances that the Kremlin would respect Ukraine's sovereignty. Now, as we hear from VOA's Kent Klein, some experts are asking whether Russia's maneuvers in Ukraine might undermine efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear arms.
Russia's occupation of Crimea violates a pledge to respect Ukraine's political independence. Many believe Russia has violated the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, including James Goldgeier, dean of the American University School of International Service in Washington.
And Russia, the UK, and the United States essentially guaranteed Ukraine's territorial integrity and political sovereignty. There was an agreement not to engage in economic coercion. This is clearly a violation of that agreement.
That, he says, could have a chilling effect on nonproliferation efforts. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.
World leaders began arriving in the Netherlands Sunday ahead of a two-day nuclear summit expected to be overshadowed by the crisis in Ukraine. Delegations from 53 countries will take part in the summit that starts Monday at The Hague. They'll be meeting on reducing and securing nuclear supplies and keeping them out of extremists' hands. The search for the missing Malaysian passenger jet proved futile again Sunday, despite a new French report of possible debris from the plane's wreckage floating in the Indian Ocean. Planes and ships from several countries flew and sailed over the remote waters 2,500 kilometers southwest of Australia for a fourth day, but found nothing. The search will continue Monday. Turkey shot down a Syrian warplane during fighting between Syrian rebels and government troops near the border. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a Syrian plane violated Turkish airspace. Syrian state TV says the plane was pursuing rebels in Syrian territory. A Syrian military source said the pilot was able to eject. A military spokesman described Turkey's action as blatant aggression. Gunmen entered a church service near Kenya's port city of Mombasa Sunday and opened fire on worshippers, killing two people and wounding others. There's been no claim of responsibility. Iraqi journalists are calling for the execution of a presidential guard accused of killing the Baghdad bureau chief of Radio Free Iraq, an arm of the U.S. government's international broadcast operations. Mourners marched through the streets of Baghdad Sunday carrying the casket with the remains of Mohammed Badawi Owaid al-Shamari, who was shot dead Saturday by an Iraqi presidential guard at the compound's gate. The two were arguing over whose vehicle should pass through the checkpoint first. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama says she would not have accomplished what she has if it were not for her parents' investment in her education. Mrs. Obama, a Harvard-educated lawyer, spoke in Beijing Sunday, and that of her parents making education a priority and a tradition that continues.
The president and I have made education a key focus of our work over the coming years because we want to make sure that as many young people in the United States and around the world, quite frankly, have access to education.
Mrs. Obama held a discussion at the American Embassy in Beijing on the third day of her visit to China. A massive landslide in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington killed three people and left 18 others unaccounted for. A wall of mud, trees, and rocks cascaded down a mountainside in a rural area north of Seattle Saturday, demolishing as many as 30 houses in its path. Eight people were injured. Rescuers were unable to reach some areas because of the mud, which they described as quicksand. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News, more at voanews.com.